You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says coronavirus is continuing to spread at a worrying pace, with the situation in some parts of the Northern Hemisphere set to worsen as winter approaches. The WHO's technical lead for COVID-19, Dr. Maria van Kerkhove, says she fears the heavy burden placed on health services will become too difficult to manage.
What is really worrying, I think, for us is that we're not only seeing an increase in the case numbers, but we're seeing an increase in the hospitalizations, we're seeing increases in ICU, and this is a number of countries that we're seeing this in across the Northern Hemisphere, particularly in certain parts of Europe. In Spain and in France and the eastern part of Europe, in Georgia, Montenegro, Ukraine, in some states in the United States. And what we worry about is the hospitalizations and in the ICU. And this is worrying because we're in mid-September and we haven't started the flu season yet.
She says one trend of particular concern is the rise in hospitalizations among people aged between 15 and 44. The warning comes as the United States coronavirus death toll nears 200,000. Many have blamed President Donald Trump's lack of decisive action and dismissal of the severity of COVID-19 for the country's high infection and death rate. But speaking at a town hall event hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump has defended his handling of the crisis and claimed a vaccine could be ready for distribution within a few weeks. That's despite some public health officials urging caution about his accelerated timeline, with a successful vaccine candidate yet to be announced from ongoing US trials. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says it's clear Mr. Trump can't be trusted to successfully manage the disaster.
Nearly 8 months after this crisis, on the doorstep of 200,000 American deaths, President Trump has refused once again to take responsibility or to take action. By his own admission, he continued to lie about COVID-19. He doubled down on the catastrophic mistakes that he's made. And perhaps worst of all, he made clear that he still doesn't have a plan to bring us out of this crisis.
India is expected to overtake the US as the country most affected by COVID-19 within weeks. It's recorded more than 90,000 new infections, taking its total case numbers above 5 million. More than 82,000 people have died, giving India the third highest coronavirus death toll in the world. But Health Ministry Secretary Rajesh Bhusan says the country's record isn't as bad as it seems.
Absolute number desh mein badh rahe hain.
Even though overall numbers are rising in the country, if you look at the cases per million population, India is still the country with one of the lowest cases per million of the population. We have 3,500 cases per million, whereas it ranges from 5,000 to 22,000 for other countries. Similarly, if you look at deaths per million, India shows one of the lowest numbers.
In Britain, almost 4,000 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded, the highest daily increase since the 8th of May. But the real figure is likely to be much higher, as anger continues to mount over the availability of tests. Appearing before a key committee, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended the system's capacity, saying the number of requests for tests has accelerated in recent weeks. He says he's aiming for Britain to be able to conduct 500,000 tests a day by the end of October to deal with demand.
Many people are seeking to get a test in the hope that they can thereby be released to get on with their lives in the normal way. And people who have come into contact with someone who has tested positive, for instance, they're seeking to get a test to ensure that they're okay to
get away. Is that unreasonable?
And that is perfectly reasonable. But the advice and the guidance is that people should seek a test not in those circumstances, but when they have symptoms.
Across the channel, France has reported almost 9,800 new cases, the country's third highest daily increase since its outbreak began. It's a similar situation in the Netherlands, which recorded its highest increase in cases for a second consecutive day. Spain is also seeing a surge in cases, leading to authorities flagging an announcement on the restriction of movement in the coming days. The measures could include targeted lockdowns in the capital's most impacted areas, with Madrid and its surrounding region accounting for nearly a third of Spain's new daily infections. Madrid residents say they have mixed feelings.
I think it's complicated because if they tighten restrictions, the economy is affected, but if they don't, the health system will collapse. So in such a reality, we just have to be sensible and understand that it is necessary because we can't collapse the health services and we can't have more deaths at the level we had in March, April and May.
Meanwhile, Hungary will maintain border closures and make the wearing of face masks mandatory on public transport and in shops, cinemas, theatres and social institutions after a recent spike in cases. The country has reported 581 new infections, bringing its total to almost 14,500, with 654 deaths. Schools will remain open, while restaurants and bars will be allowed to do business until 11 p.m, as the government seeks to avoid another lockdown. It's a different story in South Africa, where case numbers have dropped significantly enough for authorities to announce the easing of restrictions. President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa will move to alert level 1 from Sunday, with the country's overnight curfew reduced by 2 hours and restrictions on public gatherings relaxed to a maximum of 250 people indoors and 500 outdoors.
We will gradually and cautiously ease restrictions on international travel. We will be allowing travel into and out of South Africa for business, leisure and other travel with effect from the 1st of October 2020. This is subject to various containment and mitigation measures.
All international arrivals will be required to show a negative test result no older than 72 hours before departure, while travel won't be permitted from countries deemed at high risk. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.